This is Phoenix FM. Right, just coming up to 10:31. She's staring at me. Don't stare at me like that. You love it. I'm joined in the studio by a beautiful girl who was worried a couple of minutes ago. I've just tweeted out a picture. Do take a look on Lucky Bitches, LuckyBitches. I'm joined by Helen Bruce from Ware Scott Farm Limited. So good morning.
Good morning.
And you look lovely.
I didn't think that radio included pictures.
But you're wearing your, you've got your t-shirt
no,
on.
No, I wore my t-shirt.
You've got your t-shirt on today.
That's all good.
Now, we were talking about, I know the farm was mentioned over the weekend because you've been at Weald Country Park. For people that don't know about Ware Scott Farm, what is a mobile phone? I've done it again. What is, I knew I was going to do that. What is a mobile farm?
Well, it's different to a mobile phone in
yes.
a few ways. But basically, what we do, instead of maybe having to take your school on a trip to the farm, which obviously is a bit of a faff, or having to take your children to the farm, we actually bring the farm to you. So we do private birthdays in people's gardens, in halls. We go into schools, we work with children, we work with the disabled. So basically, we're hoping to make the farm experience and interacting with animals more accessible for everyone.
And tell us about the animals. Tell us about what animals you've got.
Well, we have quite a few animals. We have, obviously, being a farm, but we have a miniature Shetland called Rascal, who is very, very sweet. Currently, our stars are, we have two orphan lambs, which are just coming up to 2 weeks old, and which require bottle feeding every 4 hours.
Yeah.
But extremely, extremely sweet. There are some pictures that we'll tell you where you can have a look at later. Then we have more normal animals, rabbits, guinea pigs, ducks, chickens, quail. But then we also have an African pygmy hedgehog,
yep.
who is amazing, called Harry. And we have royal pythons and leopard geckos as well, just to name a few.
What do people get out? I mean, for children, I know they say people who've got pets at home are normally less stressed because there's something about stroking pets or animals that relaxes people. That's why a lot of people who've got cats and dogs, they don't have as much stress as people who don't. So what benefits does it bring to people with disabilities? What do they get out of it? And also the small children as well.
Certainly, we notice, and it's wonderful to see, when we are working with people with disabilities, almost immediately an increased confidence. There's something wonderful about, you get a genuine reaction from an animal. If it's happy to have you near it, it genuinely is happy and it shows that.
Yeah.
And there's something wonderful about having no pressure. There's no need to talk to it if you don't want to. Just spending that moment, couple of moments with a living thing that's happy for you to be in its company.
And where did the idea from the farm come from, the mobile farm?
Well, just over a year ago now, my business partner and I, well, she thought of it. Literally, I got a call from her. I didn't know her that well at that time. And she said, oh, let's go for a drink. And I have an idea. And she had thought up the idea. I mean, she has young children herself. And she just thought, what if there was an ability to have something really different for a children's party? You know, she said she was tired of seeing balloon modelling like for the fifth time,
yeah.
which is great, but to have a different option, she thought, was a really unusual idea.
And so you can turn, so if you've got like a children's party and or even like for weddings and stuff, because you've always got the thing of children, if you do, because you know some people don't invite children, which is a little bit mean, but if you're having a big party and you want to keep the children occupied, that's a great thing to do. Also during the summer, it must be fantastic to be outside if you're in a marquee and you've got all the little animals, because I suppose you get a lot more adults kind of go, oh, children, go and have a look. And if you've got lambs, because I know you're at Weald Country Park at the weekend and you had the little lambs there and people were feeding them, weren't bottle feeding them, weren't they?
Yes, we we're lucky enough, we've just sort of created a deal with Weald Park, which I can tell you more about in a minute, but as part of the deal, we are doing free animal encounters in all of the summer holidays.
Oh, wow.
So we'll be doing more bottle feeding of the lambs in the Easter summer holidays as well. But it's a great opportunity to obviously go and explore the park, hopefully in the sun.
Yeah.
But also a little taster, meet some of our animals. And it's great for children to have that perhaps unexpected chance to do something a bit different.
Oh, that'd be fair. Well, see, the thing is, the great thing is with small children, it's like, because it's always an adventure. Whenever you go out for the day, always, when you look back when you're old, you go, it was only down the road, but to me it seemed like we were going on a big journey. So to go out and actually have somewhere where you can see animals and actually touch the animals as well, because a lot of times, I mean, I just remember going to the zoo when I was very small, which, you know, again, not really, it's nice to see animals that can sort of roam around, you know, so being able to go up and actually touch them would be fantastic. Now, you do the parties, as I said, Now, you've got summer coming up. You're going to be in Weald Country Park. What sort of times are you sort of there? Have you got everything kind of planned at the moment, or are you just sorting that out?
Well, what's actually happened, and the big, big exciting news that we have, is that we have just created a new partnership with Weald Park, which means that you can book parties in the park. So you can have, we're calling it a ranger party. So you'll have one Wearscott Farm member of staff, and you'll have one ranger. So it takes even more of the hassle out. So say you don't want to have the animals in your garden, say your garden isn't big enough.
Yeah.
We often have people booking a hall.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't want to book a hall separately, you can simply book in at Weald. You'll be able to use their education centre. We'll set up everything for you. You turn up, you have your time with the animals, and then as a bonus, you can go and have a picnic in the park. You can use all of their facilities. They've got deer you can feed as well.
Yep.
So you can really, really get a full day out of it for minimum hassle.
Excellent. Now, where can people find out more?
What you can do, you can go on to Facebook and you can look up Wearscott Farm Limited. It's WARESCOT.
Yep.
We also have a website, www.wearscottfarm.co.uk. You should be able to find us nice and easily. Alternatively, drop into Weald Park. We've got leaflets in the visitor centre.
And you must get on Twitter if you're not on Twitter.
That's we are on Twitter.
Oh, that's good.
Look at us for at Wearscott Farm.
There we go.
On Twitter. We're on there.
Excellent. Because I always say to people, make sure you tweet, because it's great. Once you start tweeting out and you tweet out to your followers and they tweet out, you suddenly get thousands of people know about you. So you've got coming up over the summer, so you'll have more of a full program. You've got Easter obviously coming up, so are you there over the 4 days of
yes.
Easter?
Yes, we will be over at Weald for the Easter holiday, so we'll be there a lot. What you need to do, pop onto Facebook, give us a like, and then we'll be putting up on there all of the dates and times where you can come and meet some animals for free.
And it's great that you've set, because it's great, so there's two of you that set the business up together.
Yep.
That's fabulous. And you just, did you always work with animals before you kind of got into this, or?
Well, my background is, I'm trained as a teacher.
Yeah.
And my business partner is trained as a nutritionist, and she used to work in a zoo. So between us, we've sort of brought all of the elements in, hopefully.
And you've done it. And you've literally gone out for a drink and said, what about, because a lot of people do this, they go out for a drink and go, what about if we do this business, never hear of it again. But you've actually done it.
Yes. No, we're really, really proud. Getting through our first year and getting quite established, meeting loads of really interesting people, and just continuing to grow. It's why we're so excited about teaming up with Weald Park. I mean, it's brilliant.
It's excellent. Well, best of luck for the future. I know you'll probably pop in. You might be able to pop in maybe later in the year with a lamb or something. So look at me going, for the people at home to listen to, but I mean, you know, just to bring in a little lamb.
I think that could be good.
Excellent. There we go.
It's
I'll
a
sort
deal.
That out. Well, I've never actually gone up and sort of touched a lamb or anything like
They're
that.
Amazing.
So I'd love to.
They're so cute.
And to feed one as well. Look at me, I'm doing it already. You can't see on air. I'm
like
holding
a great hand gesture. It is brilliant.
I'm like imaginary lamb in the studio. It's great. It's lovely to meet you, Helen. I wish you all the best with business. Just give another shout out to the website.
Lovely. Thank you so much for your time. So I'll just tell you all again, it's www.wearscottfarm.co.uk, or also look us up on Facebook at Wearscott Farm Limited.
Brilliant. Okay, thanks very much to Helen. Right, here we go.
Thanks
Here's
so much.
Pretty Reckless with Heaven Knows.